This is an excerpt from the best-selling book, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen R. Covey. In this excerpt, he talks about a paradigm shift. Now, a paradigm is a way of looking at things. He describes a paradigm as a map of a city. But your map of the city may or may not be the correct map. If you're touring the city of Chicago, for example, and you're given a map of San Francisco, can you imagine how frustrating that would be? Yet many of us go through life holding the wrong map of what our life is supposed to be. We don't see things as what they really are. We see things as what we are. Now, when you shift your paradigm, you're going to find a huge change in your life. Because when you change your way of looking at things, everything changes for you. This excerpt is a small, short story that he experienced himself on the New York subway, and I'm going to read it now. I remember a mini paradigm shift I experienced one Sunday morning on a subway in New York. People were sitting quietly, some reading newspapers, some lost in thought, some resting with their eyes closed. It was a calm, peaceful scene. Then suddenly, a man and his children entered the subway car. The children were so loud and rambunctious that instantly the whole climate changed. The man sat down next to me and closed his eyes, apparently oblivious to the situation. The children were yelling back and forth, throwing things, even grabbing people's papers. It was very disturbing. And yet, the man sitting next to me did nothing. It was difficult not to feel irritated. I could not believe that he could be so insensitive as to let his children run wild like that and do nothing about it, taking no responsibility at all. It was easy to see that everyone else in the subway felt irritated too. So finally, with what I felt was unusual patience and restraint, I turned to him and said, "Sir, your children are really disturbing a lot of people. I wonder if you couldn't control them a little more?" The man lifted his gaze as if to come to a consciousness of the situation for the first time and said softly, "Oh, you're right. I guess I should do something about it. We just came from the hospital where their mother died about an hour ago. I don't know what to think, and I guess they don't know how to handle it either." Can you imagine what I felt at that moment? My paradigm shifted. Suddenly, I saw things differently. And because I saw things differently, I thought differently. I felt differently. I behaved differently. My irritation vanished. I didn't have to worry about controlling my attitude or my behavior. My heart was filled with the man's pain. Feelings of sympathy and compassion flowed freely. "Your wife just died? Oh, I'm so sorry. Can you tell me about it? What can I do to help?" Everything changed in an instant. So this is a very good example of how things can change just because you've changed your paradigm. Can you apply this to your own life? Has something happened? And if you had looked at it from a different point of view, it would have been a completely different event. See if you can apply this to your own life and change your way of thinking and looking at things. This is Kitty signing off, wishing you all a productive day.